Chapter 18. Rec Number 3 Iscariot Jmanuel Sunanda. Friday, August 1, 1989, 2:30 p.m. Year 2, Day 360. I request that this following be the final segment as translated from the scrolls at this documenting. It is thought that these scrolls were burned and destroyed, but they are long since placed into safety. This last segment speaks of the creation, and I feel it most suitable if this be presented to you by the master teacher, for he has already given the small group a wondrous lesson. Dharma, please have the portions from Wednesday, July 26, 1989, 3 p.m., 2 to 344 reprinted here in full. Rec Number 2 Asajesus Sananda. Wednesday, July 26, 1989, 3 p.m. Year 2, Day 344. Dharma, I give you all these labels that you can find comfort. I am the energy which is each and all of them, only called differently by various ones, but there are such gross errors in the traditional myths that it is quite mind-bewildering, and you had to be most carefully groomed. I have called you forth at this immediate time to put some things to paper that they might be sent to my most beloved Wali G prior to mail time this date. Wali, I bring you peace, son, for you are facing such unpleasant and frightening physical bombardment. Hold to me, friend, for I shall carry you just as far as is necessary that your work upon this orb be brought to fruition. You have come to this planet at this time for this purpose, and we take it not lightly. So be it, and blessings upon you, dear one. You cannot come to grips with the pious contradictions of the typical Holy Bible pronouncements, for they are not in truth. You have as much trouble accepting that this space, brethren, cannot be allowed to shower upon you ones the earth needs. It has been such a short time in the training of this scribe. Be patient a bit longer, for what we bring forth now puts her in critical physical danger and must be handled most carefully. We are about to discount all the false teachings on this planet, and it will not be well received by any religious group on your place. Oh, it is truth and not but truth. That is why it is so precarious in nature. I am the one for whom you ones of this mission have waited, and it is now time for contact in this manner, very, very shortly, in undeniable manner, at which point we can also place physical protection about you ones. Please require all dark energies to depart that you might read of these words with me, friend. Do not give in to the impact of the illness you are perceiving, for you are critical to the work. This will, oberly, also suffice for a segment of the ongoing portions. The creation. I, Jmanuel, wish to speak of the creation, for behold, the creation is above man, above God, and above everything. I am but thy brother, dear friends. It would seem complete to the comprehension of man, but that is not so. Since the creation is spirit and lives, it too has to perfect itself until infinity. But since it is at one with itself, it can perfect itself only through the creation and the generation of new spirit. However, the newly generated spirit is part of the creation itself, still ignorant, however, to the smallest degree. So then, when a new spirit has been created, which is still ignorant to the smallest degree, it lives in the body of man and begins to learn. Please ponder these things after you have read my entire explanation a time or two. The ignorant spirit appears to man as quite simple-minded, and he says that this person is confused. But he is not, for he is only ignorant and void of knowledge and wisdom. So this new spirit lives in man to gather knowledge. When this spirit goes into the beyond, it is no longer as ignorant as in the beginning. It comes back into the world and lives as man, but no longer as ignorant as at its beginning. And again he teaches himself and gathers further knowledge and new wisdom, so he escapes from ignorance to an ever-increasing degree. The time comes after many renewed lives and experiences that man says to this spirit that he is normal and no longer confused. Now the real growth can begin, for this is not the end of spirit and fulfillment, for, having become now, knowing, he must seek out the greatest wisdom. This is in order that he may perfect himself to the point where he unfolds his creativity, and will finally be one with the creation, as was destined for him in the beginning. So it is thus in simplicity, the creation brought forth a new spirit and had it perfected by itself in the human body, and the perfected spirit returns to the creation and becomes one with it. Thusly the creation perfects itself in itself, for within it is the knowledge and wisdom to enable it to do so. Verily I say to you, the time will now come when the creation will stop to create new spirit and to broaden itself. The creation, too, needs rest, when it is sleeping and not creating, as is proper to everything alive. And all is alive, all. As the human life has day and night and divides between work and rest, likewise the creation has its time when it works and rests. Its periods, however, are different from those of men, for its laws are the laws of the spirit. But the laws of men are the laws of material life. The material life is limited, but the life of the spirit goes on forever and knows no end or limits upon itself. However, the creation is subject to the laws of the original creation, which is the beginning of all created by itself. I will simplify these things at a later date, for this day is too short to meet our needs and I must limit input for that reason. Its secret is the immeasurable and it is based on the number 7, which is counted in times. This is, however, a part of the secret of the laws which man's mind can solve only in perfection. But be it said that the laws of life are not hidden to a wise man and that he recognizes them and follows them. So, when the wise man has the understanding that the secret in the original creation is in the number 7 and is counted as such, he will obtain knowledge and keep it. The creation also has a time for work or rest which also is counted in the number 7. For 7 major long periods, the creation rested in the lap of slumber, when nothing existed, not even the universe. Only the creation was in itself in slumber, and did not bring forth a creature or anything. But it awakened from its slumber through the 7 periods of the 7 major periods, and it began to create creatures and everything. But when it had rested for 7 periods and 7 major periods, it now creates creatures and everything for 7 periods and 7 major periods, until it requires rest again and lies down again in deep slumber for the 7 major periods. Do not even waste of thy time dallying about with segments represented by these 7 periods. They are not understandable in detail. 'Tis only the concept you must handle at this moment. Since it will rest again in slumber, there will be nothing except the creation in itself. For this period there will be no new creations or any other thing. Only the creation will be in itself in the 7 periods and the 7 major periods, for it will have its rest and slumber until it awakens again and brings forth new creatures and everything else. I apologize for repetition, but I feel it necessary. When the creation is one in itself, everything will be one in itself. Oneness. As man and all plants and all animals are one in themselves, it is the law of the creation, so that this be so. If man believes everything is say, too, that is not so, for everything is one. What man believes to be, too, is only one, so that he may make everything that is too, one. Since the spirit in man is part of the creation, he is one with the creation, consequently he is not two. Since the body is a part of spirit in a different form and matter, he is one with the spirit, consequently he cannot be two. It is that there is a oneness, not a duality, in any other form. If it appears to man that there is a duality, he is the victim of deception, because he does not think logically and thinks according to human knowledge. If he, however, thinks in the knowledge of the spirit, he finds the logic which is also in the law. Only the thinking of man can be erroneous, but the laws of the creation cannot be erroneous. That is why it is said that everything emanates from a oneness, and a duality is apparent only because man in his limited thinking cannot grasp it. Therefore, everything is a oneness and everything emanating from it, and no duality whatsoever can be alive, because this would violate the laws of the creation. For only in his ignorance does man make a duality, and thus violate the laws of the creation. But if he directs everything into unity and makes everything into one, and when he then says to a mountain, move away, it will move away. Since everything is one in the creation and in its laws, and in the creatures and in matter, it is without error. When a wise man says that there are always two of everything, he means that they are one within themselves and one together. It is only according to appearance that they are two, for in itself and also together it is always one. Further, since the bad is one in itself because it is also good, in itself and also together, it is always only one. Since split, they are also one and a oneness, they are also unsplit one and a oneness, for that is the law of the creation. Consequently, it appears that there are two parts, which, however, are one in itself, and are also one when unsplit. If this all seems redundant, please bear with me, for this will eventually go forth to man in general, and all are not perceiving and understanding as you of the advanced souls. Further, and here we are going to get into trouble because of the triune perception, I will also explain the power of the triune, but it is not as you ones have been taught in this experience. If man maintains that the threeness also exists, then their spirit is confused by some kind of cult teaching, falsified in intent in teaching or wrong thinking. A unit is always made of two parts or portions, which are one in itself, but are only a two-ness in appearance. Since man is a unit of two parts, and the spirit a unit of two parts, both become one in itself and one together. The body cannot live without the spirit, and it is so conversely, too, for spirit and body are a unit despite the seeming two-ness. The spirit lives according to the same law, for in itself it is in two parts and one in each part, thus one in itself, it always returns to the unit of one. Two parts of the spirit are wisdom and strength. Without the wisdom of the spirit, its power cannot be utilized, and likewise, there can be no emerging of wisdom without the spiritual power. Therefore, there are always two things needed which are one in itself. There is a unit in the oneness, but not a two-ness. The law says that man is a oneness within himself which consists of two parts that are equal, which in themselves are also a oneness, and also, when not separated, are a oneness. The two equal parts in man which each in itself constitutes a unit, are body and spirit. Therefore, when man is being taught by the scribes that man lives in a threeness, this teaching is erroneous and falsified, for it is not taught according to the laws of the creation. Cults. I said it 2,000 years ago, and it has come to pass, I believe, that there would be many cults established in my name, but only for the purpose that man can be enslaved in his spirit, thereby giving the cults great power over the people and the land, and over money. Therefore I tell you that no cult is justified unless it solely recognizes the creation as the highest. Therefore in all the years there would be no cult which preached truth, knowledge, and wisdom. But I further stated, this will happen in 2 times 1,000 years when the time comes that my teaching will be preached anew, without being falsified. I foretold that until this time there would be so many false cults that they could not be counted. Further, they would be founded on the blood of men, and on hatred one against another, greed and power. But as they are established they shall be destroyed again, for the truth shall triumph. There is no untruth that shall not be denounced, and there is nothing hidden that shall not become evident. Man shall recognize what is in front of his face, and what is hidden from him will reveal itself to him, when he searches for truth and the explanation of wisdom. But truth lies deeply in the laws of the creation, and there man shall seek it and find it. But he who seeks shall not stop seeking until he finds, and when he finds he will be deeply shaken and astonished, but then he will rule over the universe. For that man shall recognize that the kingdom is within himself, and outside of himself. Nature equals harmony, man equals disharmony. Man shall look up to the stars, for there rules majestic peace and sublimity. In unchangeable, timeless order, there takes place the infinite change through days and months and years, running into centuries, millennia and millions of years. Man may look down to earth also, for there too is creative activity and timeless becoming, being and passing toward constantly new creating. When nature is left to its own devices, there rules greatness, dignity and beauty, all in beautiful harmony. However, where traces of human order are active, their smallness, lack of dignity, and lack of beauty testify to disharmony. But man who, with swollen chest, calls himself the crown of creation does not recognize creation, and makes people equal to it. But this man who tamed the fire and thinks to rule the earth, will not go so very far. He will learn to contain the water and to run about in the air, but during that process he will forget to recognize the creation above him and its laws. And thus, he will forget to seek the truth and the wisdom. He will also forget to live peacefully as man among men. His battle cry will be the battle, since he will want to conquer through violence. For when he thinks he has power in his hands, he uses this power to enslave and shed blood. He will speak of honor and freedom and of knowledge, but in reality it is only hypocrisy, force, and false teachings. Thus man will lose his face in the future, and wear an evil and false mask for appearance sake. And many will develop into beasts, and spend their earthly days in ignorance. Man's aim and thinking is geared only toward acquisition and power. With his mind, man will classify the things of this world to make them serve him, irrespective of the fact that by doing so, he destroys the laws of nature manifold. He will no longer believe in the timeless truths which are based upon the laws of nature. In his self-deception, human sciences will mean more to him than all the values of the laws of nature and of the creation. In his confusion, man will believe in this miserable concept of life, which is produced by the false teachings of the cults and determined by human laws and changes in the structures of power in the various countries. Because man does not gain in knowledge of himself from the creative point of view, he will want to force his life with external means. He will delude his fellow man and the whole world with false means. Where there is some trust left, he will change it into distrust and untruths. He will get further and further away from the true life. These things I gave verbatim 2,000 years ago. Has it come to pass? Man will also lose the basis of the oldest wisdom, which says that for life man is the measure of all things, for after all he is a part of the creation, one with creation. But the time will come for man that he has to turn about and get back to the timeless values of life. In the beginning, only a few persons will know that man does not only live on earth, but that his spirit reaches into another world which cannot be comprehended with the ordinary senses. There is some hope. The other world is the true home of the spirit, and therefore, it should be tried without ceasing, to attain a broadening, deepening wisdom, so that the spirit may be perfected and lifted up into the true home, and so that it may become one with the creation. Thus, when man is honest and searches, he shall not know a preconceived opinion and consequently have no judgment in advance. But the wise man is knowing and aware of the law of the timeless river of the timeless change, and he therefore endeavors to adjust to the great course of happenings. For he recognizes the laws of the creation, and that the circles of existence have to be closed through the destinations of the laws. Wherever life reveals itself, it is based upon the law of invisible secret which affects the timeless change. One who disregards timeless and imperishable laws and truths, and does not recognize them will have to suffer evil consequences. Lies and hatred will blind such a man and even entire peoples, and they shall rush into the abyss of their own destruction. A destructive mania will come over them, and among them the heroes will be those who are the greatest destroyers. Division will permeate the entire life of men, and when there is a split there is no longer a whole, or perfection. As long as there is incompleteness in life, the consequences will have to be carried by men, which are sickness, misery, injustice, need and fighting, strife and slavery, false cults and exploitation to the blood, and death. Thus man shall beware and wake up. Only that which is timeless and imperishable is of substance, truth and wisdom, for thus say the laws of the creation. Not too bad for 2,000 years. So be it, and I place mine seal upon this word that there be no mistake from whence it came. In love and peace I stand by. I await thy petition for understanding, for if you ask and go within, you shall receive of clarity. I am that I am Adonai.